Blog Talk Radio.
Well, as usual, you know, I have to start you off with a little bit of music. But right now, I'm having a control problem. But guess what? That's nothing new. But what I'm about to do is give you all a wonderful evening of music. And a few choice words. So, you know, and all in all, you know what I like to say? I can't complain. But, you know, even though there is a leak in this old building, we got to deal with it.
Yeah.
commentary show tonight. It's not a lecture. It's just a a massive statement. Massive in the way that you heard it before. You're going to hear it again. And and all the time, it's happening. It's been happening like this for years and years and years. The infiltration of South Dallas upon its region by sure ain't even being listened to. Areas being infiltrated, and this is a real pessimistic statement, but there's some people in South Dallas don't care whether South Dallas grow or not, whether it gets better, you know, in the city. And we look at it like trying to see what my problem is. Hello? I feel better already. Okay, let me start over. Because I'm a little behind. And need some more music. Now, again, I would like to say, because I found that nothing I said earlier was actually being listened to. So I want to kind of repeat some of the information. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Ms. Cheryl Smith again for being our representative and national journalistic secretary for NABJ, that's National Association of Black Journalists. And she is now the secretary. Congratulations, Ms. Cheryl Wonderful Smith. You've done it again. On your way to the mountaintop. And also to Mr. John Wiley Price, Commissioner, of course, and it's really not over yet, because the battle continues. Just like we're battling to keep some parts of South Dallas, and people have been toiling and working there for years, not depending on a lot of outside help and stuff, and now they're finding out some of their neighbors is already caving in and settling out and whatever, you know. But, you know, it's not the neighbors that they started with. So, again, you know, inside people really don't care all the time. They just play like it. But to say the least, South Dallas is still stronger than it's ever been because of people like Commissioner John Wiley Pryor. So let's move on. And like I said, I did this same show a few years ago. And a few months ago, I did it in September 2016. But I did another one way back when I was trying to tell people about a little more about South Dallas. So this is a repeat of a show that was done last September 20th, 2016. And on the South Side, it's a conversation that's discussed on a regular basis. From the time as I was growing up, there was always the whispers of they want their neighborhood back. We that has gone through the discomfort of knowing that most people in the area will not be the ones to invest because they want to leave. Also, you know, here lies the problem of trying to prove to outsiders how valuable the property is. You know, and that this community is worthy of their investment. The Ask Uncle Billy show will be requesting the assistance of Buntonians from all over to help keep this community together. So call in tonight and all other nights. Show that at 6:30 to discuss Southside Buntons Recovery Project. 323-870-3963. How do you feel about South Dallas? Holler. You know what I'm saying? See, we have to bring up awareness that South Dallas is right now one of the most, and believe it or not, incredible, priceless parts of the city of Dallas and probably the state of Texas. Because, you know, after the pipeline goes through, which ain't nobody paying any attention to because they slowly wrote up another policy saying get rid of the other stuff and we running a pipeline through. And it's coming through, you know, over Indian land and everything. And, you know, like I said, they really believe in that eminent domain and stuff. And they will take your land like they own it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. So let's keep it real. It's up to us to continue the battle of trying to keep South Dallas real. And the history of South Dallas is known all over the world because, you know, people that's done travel, once they tell people where they're from, they ask, you know, what's that like? I remember I went to North Carolina, And I know that's not out of this world or nothing, but they had heard a little taste about South. I think from their son mostly, but because he was real enthused about the little pocket of South Dallas that people kept saying, "Don't go there, don't go there. They bad, they bad." And once he got down there, like I said, didn't want to leave. So with all of that being said, y'all, what we got to do is improve our own communities, help ourselves to develop more value in our own houses and land and stuff. And because with the way things are going, this is a gold mine. South Dallas is a gold mine. And I know y'all get tired of me telling y'all that, the traveling man, the worldly man, the man that's going to be going out of the country and traveling and stuff. Think about it, especially by boat. That's the reason they're building up the Trinity River, y'all. It's all coming to pass. And if you sell your little property now, 20 years you'll be saying, I should have kept that property. So with all of that being said, I've pretty much said my part to John and Cheryl. So listen to the music, and this show is dedicated to Valentino Brown, Andre LaDon, and Queen Lisa. Those are my niece and nephews, grandnephews. And so, and it's on and popping, y'all, because like I said, once I get up, I'm going to get my family involved, and we're going to take it to the street. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Pretty soon, we'll have radio all over the land. So stay tuned and listen in. Like I said, the show won't be on all night tonight. It won't be on but a little while. But I wanted to say congratulations on air and let people know that the Ask Uncle Billy show is coming, whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not. And when you hear me say I ain't going to complain, trust me. I'm tuned for going to stop.
Good day. I've had some.
Talk about, but thank you, Lord. I've been missing.
understood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Because anybody that know that they didn't do it by themselves. They ain't did nothing by themselves and can't do nothing without it.
I want you to hit a little bit of Jesus and work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. Why are we trying to figure it out? Tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him.
Tell your neighbor
Thank you.
and that was hot enough to let me play another one. See, just let me play the one I want to play. There you go. This is right here. Yeah. you know, with this one, y'all, I'm going to end my night a little early, but I just want y'all to know that if you got a problem, quit taking it to the drug man. Quit taking it to the liquor store and just get on your knees. don't like that one, you might as well like this one too.
Thank you.
Man, I can't let y'all leave like that. I got to let y'all God dog me down easy. Let me do this. Now see there? That ain't the one I want. See, every time they try to put something in on me, I wanna play this one.
Gave me peace of mind.
I'm gonna have to get out of here. I hate to leave y'all in the middle, but guess what? It's about to go off, except in here. I can still hear it, and I'm so glad of it. Y'all have a great evening, and call in soon. I'll holler. Have a great evening. Good night.